Small Biz America.
The brain.
One of the biggest issues facing small business owners, of course, is health care insurance. And our guest on this segment is an expert in the area. Returning to the Small Biz Brain is John Ahrensmeyer. He's the founder of the Small Business Majority and joins us on the line to give us an update on where we are with health care with respect to small business. John, welcome back.
Hi, David. Good to be back.
Absolutely. So millions of small business owners, of course, are aware or have been notified that we're experiencing double-digit and sometimes triple-digit increases to the health care premiums that they're having to pay. This is becoming more and more difficult, obviously, for those in our audience that have small businesses and everywhere across the nation. We've got 28 million small business owners. Where do we go from here? Where do you see this headed right now? We're sitting together in late February of 2010.
Well, David, the increases you mentioned absolutely underscore the need to do something, and the fact that the status quo is totally unacceptable. For all of the debate back and forth of the merits of the various bills in Congress, nothing has changed in the sense that the status quo is totally unsustainable for small business. These increases just underscore that. Not only have there been increases for the 6 million businesses who employ people as much as, you know, triple digit in some cases, but now all of these increases in the individual market we're seeing have a direct impact on the self-employed, the 22 million Americans who are self-employed, 28% of whom do not have any insurance at all, which is almost double the national average. So this is a, you know, crisis. It's only getting worse. The election in Massachusetts hasn't changed that. The need to do something hasn't changed, and these increases just really underscore that.
What are small business owners going to be facing? What kinds of choices do we have right now?
Well, the choices are stark. I mean, most small business owners who are covering their employees want to continue doing that. Some are biting the bullet. They can't pass the extra costs on to their customers, so they're biting the bullet. And some are not able to. It's just a reality, especially in a recession right now. So, and then for those business owners who aren't getting their insurance from group plans, when you're talking, you know, in California, you're talking here 39% increase. You're talking, you know.
Yeah.
Similar increases across the country, people are just going to drop insurance, and pretty soon you're going to have more and more uninsured, and you're going to have more and more small businesses just not offering insurance. That whole segment of the market is not going to be part of the employer-based insurance system.
There was a point in all of this conversation, and again, you're the expert. I'm not up on all of the ins and outs of the bills, that there would be, I guess you might call them an implied penalty or an actual penalty, that if they weren't able to provide insurance for employees, that they might be facing. Do I have that right, or am I missing a piece there?
The likely bill that's going to move forward, or at least the basis for any compromise or bill that's amended slightly, is going to be the Senate bill, and there are no direct obligations to small businesses in the Senate bill.
All right.
There are in the House bill for businesses, for the small number of businesses over 500,000 in payroll, but in the Senate bill, what there is this excise tax that's become somewhat controversial on high-cost plans, and, you know, I think what that's come out of is the fact that they're trying to be deficit responsible with the bill, and there needs to be some way to get some additional revenues, and all of the economists on the left and the right support the concept of taxing high-cost plans. Now, the problem is that those aren't always quote-unquote Cadillac plans with fancy benefits. Those are often plans in high-cost states, plans for that older people have. So it's not exactly, you know, the best way to solve the problem. But there isn't really an obligation for businesses to buy insurance. There is, though, this excise tax on the high-cost plans, which could ultimately increase the price of insurance.
And it sounds like the excise tax is, this wouldn't be a variable across the U.S. It sounds as though it would impact different areas different ways based on like you say, high-cost states or different circumstances state by state.
There's a provision in the Senate bill for some adjustment in the early years for higher-cost states, but that's only for a couple of years. Now, obviously, that could theoretically be extended. So, you know, we haven't taken a formal position on the excise tax. We understand there needs to be some additional revenue here, and we were hopeful that Senate and the House were close to working this out prior to the Massachusetts election in a way that would minimize the burden, but there would still be some revenue coming in. We think ultimately that's probably, you know, some sort of compromise like that is the best way to go. But, you know, these are not perfect bills. And I think, though, we've gotten to the point where these cost increases that we're seeing show how unsustainable the status quo is, and we're going to be far better off passing something that's got an incredible number of benefits to small business in it, insurance reform, tax credits for small business, an exchange where small businesses can buy insurance, and some real beginnings of cost containment, none of which exist if we don't do anything. And so, you know, our feeling is that, you know, there, yes, there's some details that have to be worked out, but we cannot lose sight of the big picture, which is we've got to get something passed and get on a roll to sort of change the fundamental crisis that the current system is putting us in.
And we're visiting with John Ehrensmeyer. He's the founder of the Small Business Majority. And John, you guys are working on not only getting the word out through venues like Small Biz America and others, but what else are you working on, you know, internally in your office around all of this?
Well, we continue to make the case based on the economic research we've done that shows the unsustainability of the status quo, and
yeah,
obviously some of these other events that have happened, as well as the polling and opinion research we've done. So we continue to make the case through channels like yours. We continue to reach out to small businesses in our network who can really articulate the sort of on-the-ground feeling about all this. And we continue to advocate our position with the administration and Congress that this is a crisis for small business that has got to be resolved. One of the things we're pleased about is that really both Congress and the President really have been talking about this in small business terms in a way that they've never done before. Small business has really been put at the top of the conversation around health care, and I think that's actually, you know, helped make the case for why this is, you know, such an economic imperative for us. But we just have to, you know, keep that pressure on and keep everyone focused on the fact that doing nothing is the worst possible alternative here.
John, what's the next event that we should be looking forward to in terms of moving the ball forward on all of this?
Well, the next big event on the calendar is the summit that the White House, that the President has called for next Thursday, February 25th, in which he's invited both Democrats and Republicans to sit down and really talk about, you know, what are the alternatives here? What did they propose? So it's a great move that he's made to sort of reach out and say, all right, let's get everybody in a room again and really take a look at this. Everyone's kind of waiting for that, and I think that the thought is that coming out of that, there'll be some direction and movement in the Congress. I think realistically, everybody feels that this has got to be settled by Easter. There are too many other things on Congress's docket, and this has been debated for so long. But right now, February 25th is the key date that everyone's waiting for.
Okay, great. February 25th, 2010. Thanks, John. John Ehrensmeyer, Small Business Majority. John, give us your website, if you would.
It's www.smallbusinessmajority.org.
And folks can learn more about how all of this applies to them and also about the work you're doing, of course, at the Small Business Majority. We'll do it again soon. Thanks for keeping us updated.
Thanks for having me, David.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.